Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dig your cleats in.
Line drive sailing away from Mullins.
Oh!
An impossible catch. Oh, my goodness.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
What did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
And there's another rocket. Mike Trout has tied it up with an absolute bomb to the top of the facade in left center field. Talk about Stanton territory. Trout hammers it, and it's 4-4, 473 feet.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher, on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner.
Let's not go. Not yet. Can we delay this by like 5 minutes?
Joe needs a hot second.
I'm wearing these dumbass headphones.
Dude, it's messing up the hair, dude. It's messing up the hair.
My coif.
Dude, I'm sure there's only one of those ears work. What does it matter what side it's on?
I have no snare in my headphones. There we go. All right. Well, we'll rock with this, the pinch hitter for 1AB, and then we'll switch over after the break.
How those middies sounding, guys? Jeez.
Actually, doesn't sound too bad.
You know, the mids are good.
Actually, yeah. Right,
dude, I'm a big mid guy.
Not bad. It's like these headphones were made for radio, possibly.
Not these Apple earbud, corded earbuds.
Ones?
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, dude. I've probably used these for a majority of the 10 years I've been here.
Yes. And the fact that they are still working, that is a engineering marvel right there.
Yeah.
Like, I am impressed. Because it's not like, I don't see you just like carefully coil them up.
No,
or,
not
you
at
know,
all.
Do a little like infinity symbol because it doesn't kink the inside of the cord. Like, it is, you just bundle those things up, throw them in the microphone cover, and I'll see you next week.
Yep.
And the fact that, yeah, we're going on 9-10 years of you using those. I mean,
I even found some.
Unbelievable.
I even found some the other day that are these, but they have the, because these are the original 16th inch jack. They're not the, I don't have a converter on them.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you
these.
Know, the, I, because these are Apple. So, you know, no. I've got that. I've got the converter to get it into the big plug. But you know how Apple has that, like, flat
Oh, the lightning.
The lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got the lightning. These don't have that.
Hot headphone talk.
And I found some the other day at my house that are probably 5 years old instead of 10 years old that have the lightning. And I was like, maybe I should switch to these. I bet they sound better. And I was like, man, that sounds like a lot of work.
Then you got to get a dongle.
Then I got to get a dongle. And
I like your dongle,
a
bro.
Reverse dongle. Because the dongle now is for these to go into the lightning.
Yeah, well, like I said, kudos to Apple. Kudos to you. I don't know how you've made it happen this long.
I don't either. I don't use them for anything other than this stupid show.
Well, I would hope not. In the age that we live in with wireless headphones and Bluetooth headphones, that the only purpose to use wired headphones would be in the studio.
Actually, that is one thing, guys. Have you seen like all these interviews like being done with like, you know, AirPods like on ESPN or TV? I am so freaking confused and pissed that we cannot find a solution to get rid of that latency and have like a Bluetooth little setup to plug into and then actually put earphones in our ears.
You thrilled our fans.
I mean, if that,
Joe
if,
and I have gone through this.
If that's available, yes. Somebody tell me, please.
There are two instances I ran into this on air. Was I actually tried to buy one of those like Bluetooth adapters. So that way you can do that. And I connected it to our board.
And
I think
latency.
I think it was one morning I was doing formerly Dusty and Cam. And I started to do my update. And 5 seconds in, I realized what was happening. And I had the delay in my headphones. And it made me sound like Rob Manfred.
This sports.
And
this sports.
I pulled the plug so quickly.
Joe Fisher from the 10th. Fan sports test.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I guess I got to return these babies. And then a couple years ago on our on the Hot Corner, I tried to do a delayed thing with the phone. And again, just an absolute travesty. Just, not
I'm
a good
idea.
I'm
so sorry. I'm glad I'm not alone, though. That sucks.
Joe, how many times do you think I've asked you, because you used to work for Bose.
Yes.
And Bose.
Or is it Bose?
Bose.
And or is it Bossy?
And Bose is a very high quality headphone company, high quality music company.
Yeah, when you look at the price tag.
And how many times do you think I've asked you, so which Bose headphones should I get?
I mean, it's been a couple of years, but I'm sure there was anywhere between, 5 to 10.
And never once
and
did
never
I pull
happened,
the trigger.
No.
It has been on my Christmas list. So I now live in a world where I have a wish list for Christmas. It was my birthday the other day. I have a wish list for my birthday.
Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you. And nobody ever buys me anything.
Wait,
on
is it your birthday?
It was on Sunday.
You don't even remember?
Sunday. I don't care. And I've had on the list nice headphones for radio. And everyone's like, yeah, that's a lame gift. I'm not buying that. So here I am with these corded. You can see them on YouTube. If you want to jump on YouTube and see us, you can see that I still rock these.
Well, when I see your wife on Thursday, I'll make sure to try and catch her when you're not paying attention and be like, hey, whatever you do, don't ever get him new headphones for the radio, no matter how much he asks, okay? Never.
It'd be pretty wild. In 2033, if I am still here somehow by the grace of Allah, it would be 20 years of Patrick doing the Hot Corner with these same headphones.
The fact that they work,
put
like,
them in the Radio Hall
point
of Fame,
is impressive.
They work totally fine.
At that point in 2033, I mean, I would
if
say,
I get new ones, do I like hang them on the wall in like my man cave?
I would
I'm
say
like, I wore these headphones for 20 years while doing radio.
2034, because that would be 20 years, right?
Yeah.
The show started in 2014.
Yes, 2014. So it would be 2034, excuse my
name. So once it gets to 20 years, I'd say we send them some bitches into the Radio Hall of Fame. Make a plaque.
Yeah. Can they be next to, like, Tom Hamilton?
Ooh. I mean, yeah, I mean, you got to put it
there. He's a Cleveland Indians, Cleveland Guardians, play-by-play radio guy.
Now, don't listen to
much
of the radio.
Oh, here we are on the corner of Carnegie and Ontario.
I'm seeing the YouTube stream.
Get your tires done down the street.
Right now, and I just have this huge dent in my hair right now, and I'm not crazy about it.
Oh,
whatsoever.
Yeah, it's like puffing up in the back, dude.
Not good. Not good whatsoever.
Full disclosure, my headphones are breaking. I can only hear like out of one of them, but sometimes it'll kind of chime in with the other. So this is just fantastic.
Guess what? I can hear through both of mine perfectly clear.
Look like a complete ass.
Well, Joe. Speaking of complete ass, we did not get to throw out the first pitch last night.
Oh, dude. Way to go, Mother Nature.
You heard me, Joe. I had to, like, preface in the text message because I was worried you were going to think I was mad at you. Like, it was your fault.
And we should preface by saying, no, it wasn't a matter of the Pickles just being like, yeah, we changed
our
mind.
Yeah, we've decided the game is canceled tonight. And
if
then
you
get, like, your
Bleacher
Report
up.
Updates that Pickles win 4-3. And you're like, oh,
that's
they did
great.
Have a game. They just didn't invite us.
The Pickles have been rained out for the last, like, 3 nights, and their field is, like, literally under an inch or two of water right now. They had to cancel tonight, which was 10-cent beer night.
Oh, that's the name of my fantasy baseball team.
Actually, I'm kind of glad they had to move it because I'm here working, so now I can attend it.
Yeah, the 10-cent beer night? Or,
yeah, 10-cent beer night.
Portugal the Man got moved.
Yes, actually, it got moved to July 26th, which is going to be our little Odyssey Portland team outing.
No way.
Yeah, I hope you can come.
The 26th of July?
Yes.
I haven't looked at my calendar. I'm busy.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, maybe I will make it.
Hey, I sent the invite out to everyone, all right?
I did see that, and I instantly deleted it.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Well, you know me, man.
Just trying to do things for the culture of the team here at Odyssey Portland, you know, just trying to get everybody enthused about working together and being passive,
I am 1080 the Fan.
Being passive aggressive from 9 to 5 and acting like they like each other.
Yeah. I don't view that. I don't like that. I hate everyone equally. I'm not biased. I'm not racist. I'm not prejudiced. I hate everybody equally.
Boy, behind you on the TV, they have that new 30 for 30, the Vancouver Riots from
Stanley
Cup.
Dude, if I ever choose an NHL team, it's going to be Vancouver, simply for the fact that they rioted when they lost.
Listen, they are my...
That sounds like Wazoo. The National Guard had to come in because we lost the Rose Bowl.
They are my second favorite hockey team because of this very reason. I've rocked with the Sharks.
You are a Sharks fan. You have been for as long as I've known you.
And but they the Vancouver Canucks definitely earned my respect this day, and I'm hoping that we get to a game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals, and Edmonton loses like 5-0,
and
because
riots.
I want to see Edmonton. Riot.
I want to see them right.
I feel like what is it? The last time a Canadian hockey team has won the Stanley Cup.
This is my favorite thing. Everybody acts like they're a super sports pro. They're like, well, you know, Canada hasn't won since 1993 in the Canadians. And it's like, you know that because somebody told you that the other day, huh?
Well, I don't know it. That's,
isn't that why you learned that?
I just know it's been a while.
You can listen to Dan Patrick. You know, you look a little cowherd in you. Stephen A. Smith tell you that stat?
Speaking of Cowherd, I find it funny how he was a champion for spring football, and I don't hear him mention it like once on his show.
He does it for the World Cup,
I told you, spring football, it's going to work in this country.
He does
I think
it for
the we've
World
been
Cup.
Needed it for many, many years.
World Cup's coming up. You know, America's playing it. Going to be a big World Cup. Going to be a big one.
Money talks.
And it was 1993.
Canadians.
Yes.
I know that because I heard it from somebody else say it.
Big night for sports TV.
Montreal.
Not only is this 30 for 30 on, but we got the new series Clipped on FX starting tonight. I have been waiting for that for months.
I'd love to watch the Mariner game right now, but I can't do that.
I can put it on my tiny iPad for you. Nice. That's about the best that I can do.
Oakley Doakley, well, we do have a baseball show for you tonight. I have to make a public apology that I've been waiting to do, but I must do it now.
Oh, boy, I think I know what this is.
And I've got to give credit where credit is due. There's a lot to get into. There's a lot going on. We will touch in, as Buck teased at the end of primetime, we will get into the Mariners' current situation as they've fired their offensive coordinator. I didn't know baseball teams had coordinators, but I didn't know that college football teams had GMs.
Well, the Mariners didn't have an offensive coordinator for the first couple months of this season either, clearly.
I was going to click something there, but I couldn't find it. Yeah,
So
we got a lot to get to. There's a lot coming on. But when we come back, this is an age-old thing. They put it every single place in every stadium since 1919. Why are we here again? This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
717 Portland Sports Leader here. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. We do have the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. All texts to the Fan are via the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. Coming up in about 15 minutes, I text Joe the other day. I was like, in case I forget, we're going to trash on somebody who's pretty trash, and their career speaks for it. So we'll get to that in about 15 minutes. But I want to start here. You know, we've seen this in other sports. It's been a problem in football. As an EPL fan, I've seen it in the EPL as well. And now it's reared its head in baseball. Now, there was the Ipe situation with Shohei Ohtani, and Shohei was cleared today of all wrongdoing. So as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, that case is closed.
Cleared of wrongdoing for now.
For now. Dun, dun, dun. But it just comes
That's
out.
That's the next 30 for 30.
But it just comes out that some kid in minor league baseball named Marcano gets a lifetime ban for betting on baseball.
Tusapita Mercado.
Great name.
That is absolute pretty solid first name.
Like, you know, we look back at the old days and it's like a shoeless Joe Jackson that we can use because of this story. Like, that's a great baseball.
Or excuse me. I said it wrong, of course. Tupacita.
But with the influx of Latin, Caribbean, South American players in, that is an amazing name.
Tupacita Marcano.
Tupacita Marcano. Like, if he became a stud, I don't even know what we call him.
Tupa?
Tupacita.
Like Eddie Guerrero?
Yeah. Latino heat.
We lie, we cheat, we steal.
Tupacita!
God.
But here we go. Now we have somebody in Major League Baseball that faces the wrath of like a Calvin Ridley, although he was out for a year. What's really interesting about this is it kind of tore down a bunch of other players that were also involved. And it just goes to show that Vegas is doing everything in their power to keep things legit in gambling. And one could argue that Vegas is probably more on top of it than any of the sports leagues, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't say which sports book or which app was the one that they were on. I'm guessing maybe they were using different ones, each of them. But the fact that they're snitching on them, like these sports books, the apps, the betting providers, like they basically reach out to the league and they're like, yo, we're getting this activity from this guy with this username or this email, this phone number. And I want to say somewhere that they even have like guys that are on active rosters, their information already input into the system. So that way it like flags the sports books.
It's like IP addresses with VPN.
Yeah.
Like they already know where you're coming from.
Yeah. MLB said it was tipped off about the betting activity by a legal sports betting operator. None of the players punished played in any of the games on which they wagered. That was for the guys that got the one league or the 1 year suspension.
The minor leaguers, yeah. And Michael Kelly. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like they, the league obviously is not effing around, but the apps and the sports books themselves are like, they are on top of it, dude. And we've seen this already with some of the leagues, like in football and basketball, being able to like pick up on this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
College basketball, point shaving, et cetera.
Well, like Calvin Ridley was caught, I think, betting at his team's facility, and they knew it because of geofencing picking up that internet IP address from like the Falcons facility at the time. So stupid.
It kind of makes me think, you know, and I've got a lot of issues with gambling. I don't really have issues with sports gambling per se, you know, and I don't want to open this up into a moral conundrum about et cetera, et cetera. But I have never been a gambler because I can see how dangerous it is. And what I will give Vegas a ton of credit for is they have millions and billions of dollars on the line. And if sports, baseball, basketball, football, soccer, whatever it's going to be, if they want to venture into the world of sports gambling, which they clearly are, as you got DraftKings on people's jerseys and courts and fields and et cetera, commercials during Super Bowls, et cetera, I actually am going to commend Las Vegas for doing their diligence and trying their best to keep this legit.
Well, I don't know if you saw the news today, and granted, this isn't so much has to do with the league, but their TV provider, a Diamond Sports Network, apparently FanDuel is buying in to be the overarching name sponsor for these Diamond Sports Networks. So however many teams are a part of that.
FanGraph Sports or FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like literally it is pretty close to happening because the whole Bally thing has fallen through and now it's just going by like Diamond Sports Network.
And I completely understand the argument that you're like, wait a sec, the sports network is now owned by sports gambling. It's on jerseys. It's on the field. It's on stuff like that. I completely understand that argument. I think what I'm trying to say is whether you think athletes should be able to gamble or should not be able to gamble, whether it's different sports, their sport, if it's not their team, etc. I don't have an opinion on that. I just think that if we're going to open this door and let these people do this stuff, there has to be checks and balances. And thank God the capitalistic billionaires in Vegas are the ones patrolling.
Well, that's actually, I think, the reason why they're patrolling this so much, Patrick, because of their capitalistic interests here. They are putting billions of dollars into these leagues and making all these ads. I mean, you see them 30 times a game. Why? Because they want to get customers spending money with them. But to do that, they have to ensure to like the thousandth degree that this is a clean competition, that they are not losing money because there's some nefarious stuff going on. So yeah, this protects their interests, and the reason that they're doing it is because they want so much money coming back.
I play fantasy EPL. I'm in a league that's run by Tom Hamilton, the legend that,
the Cleveland Indians radio broadcaster?
No.
I was going to say.
Hell yeah.
No, who's our guy here? 94.7.
94.7. Mark Hamilton.
Mark Hamilton. Yeah, sorry. Mark Hamilton. He runs a fantasy EPL league. He runs that.
I remember you and Mike talking to him about it all the time.
Yeah. Me and Mike are in that league. And so I, you know, follow subreddits and stuff like
back.
That.
He is just essing the bed for me.
And by the way, Mark Hamilton dominates that league.
I'm
he
not
is
surprised.
Amazing at it.
That dude is 100% British.
And so I follow like some subreddits on fantasy Premier League and things like that, and there are things that break. Now you set your team and everyone, you can't see the team that's set until it's locked, and then you will see there are players in the EPL that play fantasy. Now the site it's on is not for money. Now if you do money, that's all on the side, but you can't do it. It's be like a Yahoo Fantasy Baseball. Like they don't know that we have $100 buy-in, so it's all clean according to that. But once the team, once everybody's locked, then you can see other teams. And you will see players that bench themselves for a game that's going to happen 4 hours later because they know they're not going to play. Now, they can get away with that because we can't see their team before it's locked. You follow?
No.
So it's like at 3 a.m. So the first game in the Premier League is at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah.
But there's a 7:30 game and there's a 9:30 game.
Already
okay?
A commitment.
But before there's a certain point in the day before any game starts, your team is locked and you can't change it.
Right.
So after it's locked, then you can see everyone's team.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go look at Erling Haaland's team and he's not playing. But he's at the 9:30 game, and you can't change your team. But he knows he's not playing, so he puts himself on the bench.
Interesting. That's kind of lame.
But that's not been a problem in England because they've had betting for a long time, and there are serious, serious repercussions over there. And we're starting to see that come to fruition in America, too.
And those salaries for the English football players are much, much higher than these
much
minor
higher.
Leaguers.
I want to read.
Guys get paid £385,000 a week.
I want to read some of the numbers behind Marcano and his gambling.
This is actually the secret story of this, is that he's terrible.
Well, he placed 231 MLB-related bets, including 25 of those that were MLB wagers on Pirates game while he was still on the team's major league roster. And that is why he is getting a lifetime ban versus these other guys, because Andrew Saul Frank, all the others, they were on minor league rosters when they were placing bets on MLB teams. So that is the big reason why they're getting 1 year versus Marcano getting the full lifetime ban. So he did not appear in any of those games because he was getting treatment for a season-ending knee injury. But he was at PNC Park during that time receiving the knee treatment. So, again, was part of the team, part of the roster. That's the big thing, is they're like, you're still a part of this team where you are in the clubhouse. You could know about the inner workings of the team. And if there is a player that is going to play, not going to play, certain strategies.
You got inside info.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they're booking him for a lifetime. But the betting numbers, my God, he won just 4.3% of all of his MLB-related bets. Now, it does say,
you're on the team, bro.
To give Tupacita some grievance here, he bet almost exclusively on the outcomes of games and lost all of his parlay bets. So, hey, those parlay bets will get you, all
right? Parlay bets.
That's going to drive that percentage way down.
Were they all parlays?
Isaac Rop,
I hope so,
Isaac
for his
Rop,
sake.
The great Isaac Rop taught me about betting when we were at Fan Madness. It was a great bit. We had a fun time because I don't know anything because I think gambling's dumb. And I was like, oh, I'm thinking about doing this parlay. He was like, dude, parlay's for suckers. And Tupacito is a sucker, apparently.
Yeah, it's you're chasing big wins, and it's very rare. Like, you see it all the time, though. You know, the BR betting and Barstools betting and FanDuel
Bet
and DraftKings. They'll always post, like, oh, this guy over here hit a 10-leg parlay. Look at all this money he won. It's like, yeah, how many dudes bet one thing off from that parlay, two things, three things off? You always hear in gambling and, you know, the video poker.
Yeah.
And everything at the casino is like, oh, dude, I had such a great night. It was awesome. I got this. I was
big
winning.
Wins.
Yeah, it's like you never hear about the losses.
No.
It's very interesting. I have a neighbor, and he loves to tell me about his Keno strategy.
Oh, no.
And the numbers to pick. And
your Keno strategy.
He'll let me know, like, hey, won a big Keno over at Spirit Mountain the other night. I'm like, good for you, dude. But But yeah.
You got lucky at luck? Yeah. Amazing, dude.
He never tells me about how much money he has put in. Now, I will give him. He's had some good wins, but I am very curious to know how much money he is, quote unquote, invested into Keno over the years.
503-864-6326. Let us know how you feel. Does his gambling percentage make you feel a little better? We have a P1 chime in on this. This guy made me feel so much better about myself. Hitting 4.3% is so GD bad.
Like I said, for his sake.
That guy hosts a gambling show, and he's the host here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. That would be Brandon Sprague.
For Tupacita's sake, I know he's not feeling great right now, but the one thing he could go on right now is a PR tour. Like, no, it was all parlays. All right. It was, trust me, I hit on my money lines. Okay. This was all parlays. All right.
The fake sponsors for Sprague in the line should actually give love to Sprague instead of trashing him for being better than Tuba Cito.
And then 4.3%. Yeah.
Brandon, I got your back.
Oh, hey, we got your back. That is the next sponsor. Sprague in the line, brought to you by Tuba Cito, Mercado. At least you'll win a little bit more than 4.3% of your bets.
I don't have a ding.
You're not ready.
It's an A-bomb.
That's good.
A-Rod. Your finger's
good
not
enough
on the trigger.
That's
come
good
on,
enough
man.
For me.
Come on.
All right. Well, we'll do that. That's gambling. Moral of the story, guys, is if you make millions of dollars or if you have the chance to make millions of dollars, just don't throw it away. When we come back, is there anybody in baseball that's more bigger? Ooh, yes. More
Hell
bigger.
Yeah.
More bigger douchebag.
That's hot grammar right there.
More bigger douchebag than this guy. He's reared his ugly head once again, and he just can't quit it. We'll do that next. But first, Schultzy with sports. Coming up in about 15 minutes, I got an apology to make and something to rip up. We'll get there.
Live on air? Are you going to do it?
I don't have it on me. I should have thought ahead.
Okay.
In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll dive into offensive coordinators in baseball. Shout out Andy Dirt Johnson. Your Giants are losing again already.
Oh, dear God.
After actually, getting walked off last night.
Yeah, I heard him talk about that this morning.
Against the Serpientes.
And I actually watched that game last night. I was like, 2-1 in the seventh? I'll turn on this Diamondbacks-Giants game out of nowhere. Giants hit a home run. I'm like, 2-2. This sounds great. Walk off in the ninth. I was like, all right, the Snakes win. Cool. And then I turn on this morning. Andy's like, I hate baseball.
I don't blame him after the weekend. And I guess we'll get to that in the next segment. God, Patrick, I hate to say, but now I'm on this YouTube rabbit hole of Antique Roadshow.
Dude, you got to stop that, man.
I know.
There's nothing in your house that's worth that kind of money.
Oh,
man.
I'll find something. And then someone will give me a 3-minute backstory on this item that I had no idea about. And then they'll tell me that it still has no value.
Yeah, that it's actually a fake. But the fake is really valuable. Just that $20 instead of $20,000.
Man, I'm looking at this old man. And he just shows up with a Rolex 1960. $65,000. $75,000 for this Rolex. He's got all the papers and everything like that.
Damn. That's the Diamondbacks rattle?
That's the rattle.
That is diamond.
That's the rattle. You know how we've gone through baseball and there's been a ton of guys that are just extremely easy to hate? Looking at you, AJ Pierzynski, Jonathan Papelbon.
Josh Donaldson.
Josh Donaldson. According to Rougned Odor, Jose Bautista. According to my boy here, I can't find it because
you are just dropping the ball.
I'm just
on the drops tonight.
Dying today.
You should be disgusted and ashamed with yourself.
And then of course Tim Anderson, who decided to run into a Jose Ramirez fist.
Here, I'll do it for you. Down goes Anderson.
Dude, that's Tom Hamilton.
Down goes Anderson.
Jose decked him.
Down goes Anderson.
Thank you.
I can't tell the difference.
That's the great Tom Hamilton. That's the great Tom Hamilton. Here we are now with our new favorite douchebag of all of baseball. And I'm looking at you, Tommy Pham. Tommy Pham is one of the most bloated, overrated, average Major League Baseball players I've maybe ever seen in my life.
Hey, he's fantastic, all right?
He actually played in the World Series last year and was pretty decent for Arizona on their way to get there.
Hey, so was Andrew Salfrank.
And somehow he has found himself from the World Series to maybe the worst team in baseball, the Chicago White Sox.
Which makes sense at this point in his career.
He decides to come home to score, which is something Chicago hasn't done much of this year. And he is thrown out a little bit by a mile, maybe a little bit by 2 miles.
I mean, it wasn't close.
It was not close. And the pitcher who is standing behind the catcher celebrates a little bit because they just got out of a jam.
Well, and he didn't notice Tommy Pham first, but Wilson Contreras makes the play and kind of like shakes the glove in his face.
Like, I got it.
That's right, bitch. I got you.
And the pitcher behind him for the Brewers is kind of like pumps his fist and he's like, yeah. And Tommy Pham decides that he ain't having none of that.
Also, if we have the play-by-play of or the play-by-play commentator for the White Sox, I believe we have that audio as well because we need to play that as well. Do we have that ready to go?
Yeah, just roll, play it. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Here's the throw to the plate. And he's out. And Contreras is barking at him. Tommy Pham barking back. He's not backing down. He doesn't like that. And now home plate umpire Edwin Jimenez has to hold back Pham. Nah, we ain't taking that. We ain't taking that from the Brewers.
Us White Sox.
How many L's we got this year?
How many L's?
Now they're holding back Tommy Pham to make sure that everybody cools down. I mean, it was a clean play on all sides, well executed. You've got to take a gamble there. Maybe the throw is off the mark. For whatever reason, William Contreras decided he was going to give Tommy Pham an earful. Might be the wrong guy to do that to.
Oh, that's the last dude you want to do that to.
I would say it wasn't a clean play on all sides, hence that Tommy Pham literally went out of the base path to slide right into Wilson Contreras' legs. Like, and we say like he was out by a long shot, like, maybe if he would have, like, I don't know, stayed to the right of home plate and maybe slid in with his hand versus
at least
his feet.
Attempted something.
Yeah, then we could maybe say that it was a little bit closer.
He knew he was out.
Yeah, just give yourself up.
He knew he was out. And it was a big play in the game, and the Brewers actually have something to play for. The White Sox are a long way removed from Hawk Harrelson.
You can put it on the ball!
And also,
we're a long way away from that right now.
And also, we're a long way away from Jason Benetti. I'm so happy for the White Sox that they got rid of Jason Benetti for that douche canoe that was on the call.
Like,
we ain't taking that.
I don't care how many losses we have.
Dude, what a loser.
So Tommy Pham decides to double down and after has this to say.
One run ball game, close play at the plate. And I actually wasn't even close. There's a shallow fly ball to left field. You would expect the left fielder to throw the base runner out on that play, but the situation of the game, third base coach sends you got to go. I'm nailed out at home by a mile. I'm going to the dugout, and I hear the tough guy with all the hoorah shit, so I'll never start anything, but I'll be prepared to finish it. There's a reason why, I do all kinds of fighting in the offseason, because I'm prepared to fuck somebody up. So you can take it as what it is.
Yo, broski, you ain't prepared to F nobody up. Okay, Wilson Contreras blasted that in your face, and the pitcher behind blasted that in your face. You're out by a mile, and you were just like, Yeah, I don't like the way you talk to me.
I also like how he throws the third base coach under the
bus.
Yeah, like, I was clearly going to be out.
But when he sends you, you got to go.
You got to go. And I was out by a mile. It's like, nice, dude. Way to back, like, not need it at all.
This is a guy that signed with the Pirates when they were really, really bad. And basically said, yeah, I signed with these guys because, I got to get mine. gotta get money, gotta get my stats. Is Tommy Pham the new biggest D-bag in baseball?
Well, probably was, especially since that Jock Peterson fantasy football fiasco a couple years ago, where he slapped him before the game because of he was apparently insulted over a meme that was sent in the fantasy football group chat. But this is
what Jock Peterson redeemed himself with the pearls and a World Series title.
Yeah, but I do want to bring this up because doing a little brief history lesson on Tommy Pham. This just happened 2 years ago when he was, I believe this is when he was on the Reds. I would have to double check whatever team he was on 2022.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
But yes, this was in 2022 at the beginning, he was on the Reds. But apparently his former teammate, Luke Voit, who was playing for the Padres at the time, he was called out at home plate after trying to score. And it was one of those collisions at the plate. And it kind of looked like The catcher Tyler Stevenson tried to reach and grab and like to tag Voit out, and Voit kind of hooked him around the head and threw it, like brought him to the ground. It looked rough, but Tommy Pham went on after the game to say, if Luke wants to settle it, I get down really well. Anything, Muay Thai, whatever. I've got a gym owner here who will let me use this facility, so F him. So literally,
what the Rock is
2 years ago. When his teammate, the catcher Tyler Stevenson, gets slid into in a kind of dirty, controversial way. Luke Voit was a catcher. He said he didn't mean anything by it. It was just bang, bang, how the play went down. But Tommy Pham was ready to throw hands because of the catcher being slid into. But yet 2 years later, here's Tommy Pham sliding into a catcher when he really didn't need to at all. And then talking about how he wants to fight the pitcher. He's just the guy that... clearly he does train because he likes to mention it all the time, but always wants to fight somebody so that way he can try to put his skills to use. Like, oh yeah, I box in Muay Thai, and has a short fuse and wants to just throw down at any opportunity. And he clearly likes to let people know, like, oh yeah, I fight. I'll fight. I'll F up anybody.
The World Series to the Chicago White Sox.
Down goes Anderson! Anderson.
You remember he got stabbed outside a strip club too, right?
He probably deserved it.
He got stabbed outside of a strip club, and he got stabbed by his stepfather as well at like the age of 25.
He probably deserves it.
Probably.
Well, congratulations, Tommy Pham. That's what you get. And I'll tell you what, I would like to thank Tommy Pham because I am not the biggest douchebag in baseball because of you. However, I do have to apologize for something. We'll do that next. Hot Corner, Tenet of the Fan. Coming up in the second hour of the Hot Corner, we'll dive into a little offensive coordinator talk. Plus, we'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Like we do every single Tuesday. You know, I realized I needed to throw this out there. I was texting Voldemort the other day, just chatting with my old amigo and catching up with him. And we got in a little talking about his stupid baseball team that he can't get over.
Getting higgy with it.
And I realize it is time. It is June 4th.
To admit I was right.
To admit that Joe was right and that I was incredibly wrong. I placed a $20 bet at A&A on the New York Yankees hitting the under of 92.5 wins. And my friend, I might put $20 on them winning 100 games. Boy, was I wrong. This team is playing out of their GD minds right now. And this is without Gerrit Cole, who had a wonderful rehab start today.
Yeah, 3 1/3, 5 strikeouts at double A.
This team is very good. And I almost don't know why. The addition of Alex Verdugo, who I have banged on this show a billion times.
Gross.
Because him versus Mookie Betts, I know who I choose. And you know I trashed the Red Sox, and I thought that was a terrible trade, and it was terrible for the Red Sox. Here he is in New York being a key central player behind, oh wait, Giancarlo Stanton has 15 home runs. Juan Soto looks like a top 5 player in baseball, and Aaron Judge might hit 60 home runs again.
Do you want some stats for your ass?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, I got an apology to make and something to rip up. We'll get there.
Live on air? Are you going to do it?
I don't have it on me. I should have thought ahead.
Okay.
In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll dive into offensive coordinators in baseball. Shout out Andy Dirt Johnson. Your Giants are losing again already.
Oh, dear God.
After walked off last night.
Yeah, I heard him talk about that this morning.
Against the Serpientes.
And I actually watched that game last night. I was like, 2-1 in the seventh? I'll turn on this Diamondbacks-Giants game out of nowhere. Giants hit a home run. I'm like, 2-2. This sounds great. Walk off in the ninth. I was like, all right. The Snakes win. Cool. And then I turn on this morning. Andy's like, I hate baseball.
I don't blame him after the weekend. And I guess we'll get to that in the next segment. God, Patrick, I hate to say it, but now I'm on this YouTube rabbit hole of Antique Roadshow.
Dude, you got to stop that, man. I know. There's nothing in your house that's worth that kind of money.
Oh,
man.
I'll find something. And then someone will give me a 3-minute backstory on this item that I had no idea about. And then they'll tell me that it still has no value.
Yeah, that it's actually a fake. But the fake is really valuable. Just that $20 instead of $20,000.
Man, I'm looking at this old man. And he just shows up with a Rolex 1960. $75,000 for this Rolex. He's got all the papers and everything like that. Damn.
That's the Diamondbacks rattle?
That's the rattle.
That is a diamond.
That's the rattle. you know how we've gone through baseball and there's been a ton of guys that are just extremely easy to hate? Looking at you, AJ Pierzynski, Jonathan Papelbon.
Josh Donaldson.
Josh Donaldson. According to Rougned Odor, Jose Bautista. According to my boy here, I can't find it because
you are I'm just dropping the ball. I'm just on the drops tonight.
Dying today.
You should be disgusted and ashamed with yourself.
And then, of course, Tim Anderson, who decided to run into a Jose Ramirez fist.
Here, I'll do it for you. Down goes Anderson.
Dude, that's Tom Hamilton.
Down goes Anderson.
Jose decked him.
Down goes Anderson.
Thank you.
Down goes Anderson.
I can't tell the difference.
That's the great Tom Hamilton. That's the great Tom Hamilton. Here we are now with our new favorite douchebag of all of baseball. And I'm looking at you, Tommy Pham. Tommy Pham is one of the most bloated, overrated, average Major League Baseball players I've maybe ever seen in my life.
Hey. He's fantastic, all right?
He actually played in the World Series last year and was pretty decent for Arizona on their way to get there.
Hey, so was Andrew Salfrank.
And somehow he has found himself from the World Series to maybe the worst team in baseball, the Chicago White Sox.
Which makes sense at this point in his career.
He decides to come home to score, which is something Chicago hasn't done much of this year. And he is thrown out a little bit by a mile, maybe a little bit by 2 miles.
I mean, it wasn't close.
It was not close. And the pitcher, who is standing behind the catcher, celebrates a little bit because they just got out of a jam.
Well, and he didn't notice Tommy Pham first, but Wilson Contreras makes the play and kind of like shakes the glove in his face.
Like, I got it.
That's right, bitch. I got you.
And the pitcher behind him for the Brewers is kind of like pumps his fist and he's like, yeah. And Tommy Pham decides that he ain't having none of that.
Also, if we have the the play-by-play of or the play-by-play commentator for the White Sox. I believe we have that audio as well because we need to play that as well. Do we have that ready to go?
Yeah, just roll, play it. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Here's the throw to the plate. And he's out. And Contreras is barking at him. Tommy Pham barking back. He's not backing down. He doesn't like that. And now home plate umpire Edwin Jimenez has to hold back Pham. Now, we ain't taking that. We ain't taking that from the Brewers.
Us White Sox.
How many L's we got this year?
How many L's?
Now they're holding back Tommy Pham to make sure that everybody cools down. I mean, it was a clean play on all sides, well executed. You've got to take a gamble there. Maybe the throw is off the mark. For whatever reason, William Contreras decided he was going to give Tommy Pham an earful. Might be the wrong guy to do that, too.
Oh, that's the last dude you want to do that to.
I would say it wasn't a clean play on all sides, hence that Tommy Pham literally went out of the base path to slide right into Wilson Contreras' legs. Like, and we say like he was out by a long shot. Like, maybe if he would have, like, I don't know, stayed to the right of home plate and maybe slid in with his hand versus
at least
his feet.
Attempted something.
Yeah, then we could maybe say that it was a little bit closer.
He knew he was out.
Yeah, just give yourself up.
He knew he was out. And it was a big play in the game, and the Brewers actually have something to play for. The White Sox are a long way removed from Hawk Harrelson.
You can put it on the ball!
And also,
we're a long way away from that right now.
And also, we're a long way away from Jason Benetti. I'm so happy for the White Sox that they got rid of Jason Benetti for that douche canoe that was on the call.
Like,
we ain't taking that.
I don't care how many losses we have.
Dude, what a loser.
So Tommy Pham decides to double down, and after has this to say.
One run ball game, close play at the plate. And I actually wasn't even close. There's a shallow fly ball to left field. You would expect the left fielder to throw the base runner out on that play, but the situation of the game, third base coach sends you got to go. I'm nailed out at home by a mile. I'm going to the dugout, and I hear the tough guy with all the hoorah shit, so I'll never start anything, but I'll be prepared to finish it. There's a reason why, I do all kinds of fighting in the off season, because I'm prepared to fuck somebody up. So you can take it as what it is.
Yo, broski, you ain't prepared to F nobody up. Okay, Wilson Contreras blasted that in your face, and the pitcher behind blasted that in your face. You're out by a mile, and you were just like, Yeah, I don't like the way you talk to me.
I also like how he throws the third base coach under the bus.
Under the bus.
Yeah, like, I was clearly going to be out.
But when he sends you, you got to go.
You got to go. And I was out by a mile. It's like, nice, dude. Way to back. Like, not needed at all.
This is a guy that signed with the Pirates when they were really, really bad. And basically said, yeah, I signed with these guys because, I got to get mine. Got to get money. Got to get my stats. Is Tommy Pham the new biggest D-bag in baseball?
Well, probably was, especially since that Jock Peterson fantasy football fiasco a couple years ago where he slapped him before the game because of he was apparently insulted over a meme that was sent in the fantasy football group chat. But this is
what Jock Peterson redeemed himself with the pearls and a World Series title.
Yeah, but I do want to bring this up because doing a little brief history lesson on Tommy Pham. This just happened 2 years ago when he was, I believe this is when he was on the Reds. I would have to double check. Whatever team he was on 2022.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
But yes, this was in 2022 at the beginning, he was on the Reds. But apparently his former teammate, Luke Voit, who was playing for the Padres at the time, he was called out at home plate after trying to score. And it was one of those collisions at the plate. And it kind of looked like the catcher, Tyler Stevenson, tried to reach and grab and like to tag Voit out. And Voit kind of hooked him around the head and threw it, like brought him to the ground. It looked rough. But Tommy Pham went on after the game to say, if Luke wants to settle it, I get down really well. Anything, Muay Thai, whatever. I've got a gym owner here who will let me use his facility, so F him. So literally,
what the Rock is
2 years ago, when his teammate, the catcher Tyler Stevenson, gets slid into in a kind of dirty, controversial way. Luke Voit was a catcher. He said he didn't mean anything by it. It was just bang, bang, how the play went down. But Tommy Pham was ready to throw hands because of the catcher being slid into. But yet 2 years later, here's Tommy Pham sliding into a catcher when he really didn't need to at all. And then talking about how he wants to fight the pitcher. He's just the guy that clearly he does train because he likes to mention it all the time, but always wants to fight somebody so that way he can try to put his skills to use. Like, oh yeah, I box in Muay Thai, and has a short fuse and wants to just throw down at any opportunity. And he clearly likes to let people know, like, oh yeah, I fight. I'll fight. I'll F up anybody.
The World Series to the Chicago White Sox.
Down goes Anderson! Anderson.
You remember he got stabbed outside a strip club too, right?
He probably deserved it.
He got stabbed outside of a strip club, and he got stabbed by his stepfather as well at like the age of 25.
He probably deserves it.
Probably.
Well, congratulations, Tommy Pham. That's what you get. And I'll tell you what, I would like to thank Tommy Pham because I am not the biggest douchebag in baseball because of you. However, I do have to apologize for something. We'll do that next. Hot Corner, Tenet of the Fan. Coming up in the second hour of the Hot Corner, we'll dive into a little offensive coordinator talk. Plus, we'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour like we do every single Tuesday. You know, I realized I needed to throw this out there. I was texting Voldemort the other day, just chatting with my old amigo and catching up with him. And we got in a little talking about his stupid baseball team that he can't get over.
Getting higgy with it.
And I realize it is time. It is June 4th.
To admit I was right.
To admit that Joe was right and that I was incredibly wrong. I placed a $20 bet at Alan A on the New York Yankees hitting the under of 92.5 wins. And my friend, I might put $20 on them winning 100 games. Boy, was I wrong. This team is playing out of their GD minds right now. And this is without Gerrit Cole, who had a wonderful rehab start today.
Yeah, 3 1/3, 5 strikeouts at Double A.
This team is very good. And I almost don't know why. The addition of Alex Verdugo, who I have banged on this show a billion times.
Gross.
Because him versus Mookie Betts, I know who I choose. And you know I trashed the Red Sox, and I thought that was a terrible trade. And it was terrible for the Red Sox. Here he is in New York being a key central player behind, oh, wait, Giancarlo Stanton has 15 home runs. Juan Soto looks like a top 5 player in baseball. And Aaron Judge might hit 60 home runs again.
Do you want some stats for your ass?
I do want some stats for my ass.
All right. So you brought up Alex Verdugo there, right? Not bad at the dish. But here's a stat considering his defensive play out in left field. So last season, the Yankees were tied for the worst in baseball in defensive runs saved in left field, negative 14.
Ouch.
This season, the Yankees have the best defensive runs saved in baseball at left field, plus 9, thanks to Alex Verdugo.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
You had also mentioned about Giancarlo Stanton, Mike Stanton, hitting home runs. Giancarlo Lynch,
the legend.
The Yankees have 3 players in the top 16 of slugging in the American League, and that is Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and they are both 1 and 2. I don't know if it's Soto first or Judge first, but they are 1 and 2, and then Giancarlo is 16th. They're the only team with 3 in the top 16.
Non si può stopparlo.
And then they have 3 players in the top 15 in the American League in on-base percentage, and that is Soto and Judge and Anthony Volpe. Judge and Volpe both each have a 30-game on-base streak going currently at the same time, which is the first time that's happened for teammates since 2003.
Now, what did I do wrong?
putting money on the Yankees under win total. Listen, and I will say, you were starting to talk me into it, especially after the because you were staunch on it. Like
staunch.
You were,
I thought Soto was going to make them better for sure, but not this.
And I was like, all right, maybe I'm crazy. And then when the Cole injury happened, I was like, okay, yep. this might be rough.
I was like, cool, $20 about to turn into 47.5.
And nobody was really hitting at the beginning of the season besides Soto. Judge has completely turned around. I'm pretty sure he leads the majors in home runs now, which is 21. Insane to think considering the start of his season.
He's going to have 30 at the All-Star break.
And having possibly the rookie of the year in Luis Gil.
Who was phenomenal tonight.
I like to say Luis Gil because it's funnier, and I just don't want to give him too much respect. You've seen his tattoo, right?
Yeah.
Right on the throat. God,
right on it.
God bless me.
No regrets. I saw TBS tonight. Watching Pedro Martinez as a kid throw in the Bronx is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I was like, wow, we're calling Yield Pedro Martinez.
He's been really good. Now don't call him Pedro Martinez because he's still halfway through of his rookie season, but
Marcus Stroman's been really good for them.
Yep. Yep, it's kind of annoying, Patrick.
It's really annoying.
It's kind of annoying as an Orioles fan.
The Yankees are really good, and Holmes on the back end might be the best closer in baseball, not named Miller, but we don't know Miller. Holmes has proved it, so I kind of give the edge to Holmes. He's been phenomenal this season. I am absolutely shocked that this team is as good as they are, and I have to apologize for it because I thought they'd be terrible. I saw 92.5 by Vegas, and I said, oh, God, slam the under. And then I went to Alan A, and I was like, ooh, I have a chance to slam the under, and I should go home and rip that up right now.
43-19, Luis Gil, he got the win tonight. He is now 8-1 on the season with a sub-2 ERA, 1.82. I mean, you could be looking at him and Shota as the two rookies of the year, respectively, in AL and NL, and both as sub-2 ERAs through the season.
It's insane. It's insane. And the only thing stopping Yield from starting the All-Star game right now, honestly, is Seth Lugo, who got hit around tonight by Cleveland, but their offense has actually been hot. So I'll give that as an offshoot. But if it wasn't for Seth Lugo on the Royals, Gil might be the starter for the All-Star game.
Carlos Rodon. Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually not terrible. He's not great, but he's pitching better than he has before. So
I hate that I'm wrong on this. All right, when we come back.
Trust me, I'm mad at you too, all right?
Yeah, because I got you the other
way. I wish you were right.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, loaded second hour, we're going to get into offensive coordinators and maybe how is this atmosphere makes it must-watch baseball. So we'll get to that, plus fair or foul. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner, Tanae the Fan. Coming up in the second hour of the Hot Corner, we'll dive into a little offensive coordinator talk, plus we'll have fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour like we do every single Tuesday. You know, I realized I needed to throw this out there. I was texting Voldemort the other day, just chatting with my old amigo and catching up with him. And we got in a little talking about his stupid baseball team that he can't get over.
Getting Higgy with it.
And I realize it is time. It is June 4th.
To admit I was right.
To admit that Joe was right and that I was incredibly wrong. I placed a $20 bet at Alan A on the New York Yankees hitting the under of 92.5 wins. And my friend, I might put $20 on them winning 100 games. Boy, was I wrong. This team is playing out of their GD minds right now. And this is without Gerrit Cole, who had a wonderful rehab start today.
Yeah, 3 1/3, 5 strikeouts at Double-A.
This team is very good. And I almost don't know why. The addition of Alex Verdugo, who I have banged on this show a billion times.
Gross.
Because him versus Mookie Betts, I know who I choose. And you know I trashed the Red Sox, and I thought that was a terrible trade. And it was terrible for the Red Sox. Here he is in New York being a key central player behind, oh wait, Giancarlo Stanton has 15 home runs. Juan Soto looks like a top five player in baseball, and Aaron Judge might hit 60 home runs again.
Do you want some stats for your ass?
I do want some stats for my ass.
All right, so you brought up Alex Verdugo there, right? Not bad at the dish, but here's a stat considering his defensive play out in left field. So last season, the Yankees were tied for the worst in baseball in defensive runs saved in left field. Negative 14.
Ouch.
This season, the Yankees have the best defensive runs saved in baseball at left field, plus +9, thanks to Alex Verdugo.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
You had also mentioned about Giancarlo Stanton, Mike Stanton, hitting home runs. Giancarlo Lynch,
the legend.
The Yankees have three players in the top 16 of slugging in the American League, and that is Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and they are both 1 and 2. I don't know if it's Soto first or Judge first, but they are 1 and 2, and then Giancarlo is 16th. They're the only team with three in the top 16.
Non si può stoppalo.
And then they have three players in the top 15 in the American League in on-base percentage, and that is Soto and Judge and Anthony Volpe. Judge and Volpe both each have a 30-game on-base streak going currently at the same time, which is the first time that's happened for teammates since 2003.
Now, what did I do wrong?
Putting money on the Yankees under win total. Listen, and I will say, you were starting to talk me into it, especially after the because you were staunch on it. Like
staunch.
You were,
I thought Soto was going to make them better for sure, but not this.
And I was like, all right, maybe I'm crazy. And then when the Cole injury happened, I was like, okay, yep. this might be rough.
I was like, cool, $20 about to turn into 47.5.
And nobody was really hitting at the beginning of the season besides Soto. Judge has completely turned around. I'm pretty sure he leads the majors in home runs now, which is 21. Insane to think considering the start of his season.
He's going to have 30 at the All-Star break.
And having possibly the rookie of the year in Luis Gil.
Who was phenomenal tonight.
I like to say Luis Gil because it's funnier, and I just don't want to give him too much respect. You've seen his tattoo, right?
Yeah.
Right on the throat. God,
right on it.
God bless me.
No regrets. I saw TBS tonight. Watching Pedro Martinez as a kid throw in the Bronx is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I was like, wow, we're calling Yeel Pedro Martinez.
He's been really good. Now don't call him Pedro Martinez because he's still halfway through of his rookie season, but
Marcus Stroman's been really good for them.
Yep. Yep, it's kind of annoying, Patrick.
It's really annoying.
It's kind of annoying as an Orioles fan.
The Yankees are really good, and Holmes on the back end might be the best closer in baseball, not named Miller, but we don't know Miller. Holmes has proved it, so I kind of give the edge to Holmes. He's been phenomenal this season. I am absolutely shocked that this team is as good as they are, and I have to apologize for it because I thought they'd be terrible. I saw 92.5 by Vegas, and I said, oh, God, slam the under. And then I went to Alan A, and I was like, ooh, I have a chance to slam the under, and I should go home and rip that up right now.
43-19, Luis Gil, he got the win tonight. He is now 8-1 on the season with a sub-2 ERA, 1.82. I mean, you could be looking at him and Shota as the two rookies of the year, respectively, in AL and NL, and both as sub-2 ERAs through the season.
It's insane. It's insane. And the only thing stopping Yeel from starting the All-Star game right now, honestly, is Seth Lugo, who got hit around tonight by Cleveland, but their offense has actually been hot. So I'll give that as an offshoot. But if it wasn't for Seth Lugo on the Royals, Gil might be the starter for the All-Star game.
Carlos Rodon. Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually not terrible. He's not great, but he's pitching better than he has before. So
I hate that I'm wrong on this. All right, when we come back.
Trust me, I'm mad at you too, all right?
Yeah, because I got you the other way.
I wish you were right.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, loaded second hour, we're going to get into offensive coordinators and maybe how is this atmosphere makes it must-watch baseball. So we'll get to that, plus fair or foul. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner, Tanae the Fan.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.